Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of Behind the Curtain. I am one of your hosts, Stephen Nelson, the assistant manager at the North Bend Theater. Unfortunately, today, due to scheduling and work and all of that stuff, it is just me by myself here. Going to be a pretty short episode, just with the odd timing of a weekend in between, directly in between Christmas and New Year's. Our schedule is a little rough. We're just going to get right into showtimes and then talk a little bit about the Extra Life event that happened. If you're listening to this on Friday the 27th, yesterday, and then look ahead a little bit at January 11th's Smash Valley Super Smash Brothers Ultimate gaming event. So, showtimes for the next week. We are going to continue having Star Wars. This is technically the second week of Star Wars. So today, the Friday the 27th, we have a 4 o'clock and an 8 o'clock. On Saturday the 28th, we have a 4 and an 8 as well. And then pretty consistent here, the 29th, so Sunday through Thursday the 2nd, so that's the 29th, 30th, 31st, 1st, and 2nd, all have 2 o'clocks and 6 o'clocks for Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. Unfortunately, our third and fourth week of Star Wars, our showtimes are not solid yet. Those are going to be, should be finalized on Monday the 30th. So we will post that to the website and the Facebook and our online ticketing, I believe, Monday or Tuesday, the 30th or 31st, before the start of the new year. But we are guaranteed, for sure, for Star Wars for 4 weeks. So we will have it from the 3rd, Friday, January the 3rd, all the way through Thursday, January 16th. So we will have plenty more showings of Star Wars between now and when we will wrap up our showings of it. What's coming next, we're not quite sure. We are going to have to look ahead to see what's coming out that's going to, you know, perform fairly well for us, that we think is going to perform fairly well for us, what people are going to want to see. Also potentially look back at what came out here in the last couple months of 2019. There's a handful that we're looking at that look like pretty good choices. So going to be a little bit of a hard decision, I think, coming up ahead. I know that once we get through the Christmas and New Year, early January and February, our attendance dips down a little bit. So it's usually a hard decision of lesser of the evils. What's going to bring in people? What's going to keep attendance high? So we will update that info, I believe, in the next episode of the podcast, which will be on the 10th, January 10th. And then on the website once we get a more solid decision made. So, special events coming up. We have wrapped up our Christmas films and wrapped up the a bunch of other special events that have really bookended. No, that's not the right phrase. Wrapped up all of our Christmas films and special events that filled our month of December. So we start are able to relax a little bit, take a deep breath. We're going to get a little less crazy here in the next few weeks. Our next special event coming up, available to the public, is the third installment of the Smash Valley gaming series. So that is on January 11th from 11 to 5. We are going to be doing Super Smash Brothers Ultimate again in a more casual environment, I believe. The last couple events have been pretty good, but we want to kind of take it easy, kind of gauge more people's interest, see what the community, the local community here is interested in. We've been in talks as far as in-house on what we want, where we want to take Smash Valley and how we want to move forward, whether it's more of a casual gaming experience or if we want something that will lead into something a little bit more competitive oriented and more esports-esque. So we're still trying to figure it out, hear from the people that attend, get a good sense of what the people that come to the Smash Valley events are interested in, and try and make these events work and work well. So that will be January 11th. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out on the Facebook page, or you can send an email to either business@northbendtheater.com. That will reach Skylar, and he can forward any more complicated questions to myself, or you can reach myself, who plans and spearheads the gaming events, Stephen@northbendtheater.com. And I will be happy to answer any questions, receive any comments or criticisms or anything. So please feel free to reach out. So the next event coming up after Smash Valley is that next week, 7 days later, on Saturday the 18th, we have just so happened to have the world premiere of the movie Spawning Grounds, which is a movie about, the tagline is, a rapidly growing community struggles to save its native little redfish. So we have the world premiere on January 18th, 2020. Doors will open at 6 p.m. The movie should start, I believe, about 7. Tickets are available if you go to spawninggroundsfilm.org. That is spawninggrounds, plural, film.org. And there is a tickets button. If you scroll down just a little bit, there's a tickets button to be able to buy tickets online. Those I do not believe will be available on our website, but we will be posting more information in the coming weeks. So that is going to be awesome. Actually, we get the premiere, the world premiere, a week or two before the Seattle premiere. So if you want to come catch a movie about fishing and salmon, come on down on January the 18th. Looking ahead farther than that, coming up in 2 weeks after Spawning Grounds, we have Andrew Rivers, local comedian, coming in to do a show on February 1st. Tickets are available. There's a button on our website, not through our system, but Andrew Rivers is handling the tickets himself. According to his tickets page, they range from $15 to $500. There's multiple levels of benefits and stuff that you can get. So I think the minimum is just $15. And then if you want to get absolutely crazy and, you know, other stuff, you can pay more. So after that, I think that's it for the next couple of weeks. If I keep going forward. Alrighty. So looking back to yesterday, or depending on when you're listening to this, a couple days ago to a couple weeks ago, we had our first Extra Life event, on the December 26th, 2019. We had, two setups of games in a 3v3 competitive nature. So we had Rocket League, Halo Reach, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, and Mario Kart set up for 4 hours or so, switching off every hour. Admission was a suggested donation of $10 to Extra Life. That would go towards go to Seattle Children's Hospital. Raised, I believe, $320. Our initial goal was 250, so we surpassed our goal. Thank you to everyone that donated. Thank you to everyone that came out. Had a super big blast playing a bunch of different games. Played Rocket League for the first time myself. And I know a couple of the other staff had never played Rocket League before, so that was a blast to get into that. Maybe we were a little too good at Halo Reach, but it's always fun to go back to a bit of a classic. And then in Smash Brothers, going, it was a little chaotic with six people, six players on one stage is a little busy on screen. So that was a lot of fun. And then ending it off with, Mario Kart 8, which I have not played a whole lot of, and I know the rest of the staff haven't played, too much of. So that was a fun experience to go into, a more arcadey racing game. So, overall had a blast. Everyone that turned out seemed to have a good time. So again, thank you to everyone that donated, everyone that came out, and made it as fun of a day as it was. We're definitely going to take a look at, what we did, look at, ways to improve it for next year, and then take some of those, games and experiences we had, during that event and try to apply it to other gaming events as well. So, yeah, overall had a blast. Everything worked out really well. And, thanks to, everyone here at the theater as well for helping out, for, being willing to compete a little bit and set up and tear down. So, that's always a little bit of a struggle. So, I think that about wraps it up for this episode. It's a little short, a little sweet, not a whole lot of stuff to cover. It's an odd time on the in-between between Christmas and New Year's. So when we come back in 2 weeks, we'll have a little bit more of an in-depth episode. It'll be right before Smash Valley. So we might go into a little bit more details. Probably have some other events and stuff to talk about, and definitely our next film to go into. So next couple of films potentially. So thank you everyone for tuning in. Hope you all had a happy holidays. The new year begins all right for you. And I'm going to sign off. We will catch you with a new episode in the new year.